Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Studio 7's Women's Roundtable, where we talk about women's issues on this Thursday, the 7th of January, 2020, broadcasting from my home in Upper Marlboro, Maryland, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which has forced so many people to work from home. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah. In our program today, we are talking about what happened in the United States yesterday at the start of the Capitol Hill deliberations on certifying the election of the president-elect Joe Biden. We are also going to discuss the Zimbabwe 30-day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown, which started on Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. Siyalambulela zihlobo kuhlelo lwethu lolamhlanje asiyihluzeni bomama emsakazweni weStudio 7 for a Voice of America. Lapho esihlaziya izandlupe izangkathazelo ukuphumelela kwabesifazane kungolesine kunjenje mhlaka 7 zibandlela 2021. Lamhlanje esisakaza kumbe ngithi ngisakaza ngisemzini wami e-Upper Marlboro, e-Maryland, kungenxa yobhubhane lolu olwe COVID-19 osolwenze abantu abaningi basebenzele emakhaya emzini yabo hathi e-ofisini kumbe kuma-studios. Yikho ke asoze ngithathe incingo zenu njengemvama, kodwa ke sizaxoxa lalabo engenelise ukubathinta ecingweni kube njalo khona lapha kumabonakude. Igama lami Praxedes Jeremiah. Supporters of President Donald Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C. yesterday, forcing the evacuation of the Senate as lawmakers counted electoral votes to certify President-elect Joe Biden's victory in the November election. Videos of skirmishes outside the Capitol showed protesters tearing down rows of metal barricades around the building before confronting uniformed forces. Some breached the building's entrance, resulting in a violent, chaotic scene. Throngs of people pushed past the police who were trying to block them from entering the Capitol Hill building. A mob breached security and successfully entered the building. The D.C. National Guard was activated. The expansion of military involvement only came after the D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requested that Guard members be sent to the Capitol Hill after those on the ground had reported that they were overwhelmed. Now, President-elect Joe Biden came on television and condemned Mr. Trump for stoking the violence. He said, quote, "I call on the mob to pull back and allow the work of democracy to go forward," end of quote. Then, after Biden's address, in a video meant to quell chaos at the Capitol Hill, President Trump repeated claims that the election he lost was stolen, before telling his supporters, quote, "You have to go home now." The video came after the national leaders, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, called on Mr. Trump to send his supporters home after violence had erupted at the Capitol Hill.
"I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace."
That day was President Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America, trying to quell the chaos that has erupted between the police and his supporters. The protest didn't happen in Washington, D.C. only. As Congress convened in D.C. to certify the results of the presidential election, dozens of supporters of President Donald Trump also rallied in front of Los Angeles City Hall. They were all holding flags and carrying signs, reading, "Stop the Steal." Members of the group stood along Spring Street, while others also circled the area in their vehicles. There were some skirmishes, clashes between those protesters and the law enforcement. Let's watch what happened in LA. Pane zvakaitika nezuro zvandanga ndichataura zviya kuti tichatanga nekutarisa zvakaitika kuWashington DC pamwe chete nekuLos Angeles kuCalifornia. Apo vatsigiri vemutungamiri weUnited States President Donald Trump vakapinda nechisimba kudare reparamende reUS Capitol muWashington DC vachizvimanikidzira kuti vapinde mudare makange muri kutaurwa nezvenyaya kana kuti pakange pakuverengwa zvino mavhoti kekupedzisira mudare reparamende nevadare maseneti nevamwe vose vanenge vari mudare reseneti kuti vachinyatsotsinhidzira kuti President-elect Joe Biden vakanga vahwina zveshuwa muna November apo pakaitwa sarudzo dzekutsvaga mutungamiri wenyika vachikwikwidzana navaDonald Trump vange varipo pachigaro kwemakore emana apfuura. Asi zvinhu hazvina kunyatsofamba zvakanaka sezvo kubva pakaitwa sarudzo iyoyo pakabuda zvakabuda musarudzo iyoyo zvichiratidza kuti vaJoe Biden vakanga vakunda mumasarudzo iyi. VaDonald Trump havana kuzvigashira. Vakaramba vachingoimba kuti vakabirwa. Vakabirwa mavhoti. Saka ngazvidzokororwe. Vakaenda kumatare. Zvikadii. Kusvikira zuva ranhasi. Chiregai iko zvinezvi timbodzokera kuZimbabwe. Tinotarisa chirongwa icho chatanga sezvo kutaura kwandaita pakutanga kwechirongwa. Ndatinini tichange tichitarisa zvekare nyaya yechirwere ichi cheCOVID-19. As I said before, that we are not only going to talk about what happened in the United States yesterday, but we are also going to talk about the COVID-19 pandemic. So the Ministry of Health in Zimbabwe reports that it had 610 new cases of COVID-19 as of the 6th of January 2021, which was last night or yesterday, which brought the accumulated number of cases since the outbreak of the pandemic in the country to 17,804, including 11,966 recoveries, as well as 431 deaths. Zvino zviri kunetsa kuZimbabwe ikoko kuti vanhu isi zvikuru sei madzimai vange vachibhalansa pakati pekuti vanoshandira mhuri yavo sei kuti vawane chikafu nekuti handi vese vari pamabasa, vamwe vakatorasikirwa nemabasa. Ruzhinji rweZimbabwe vanhu vaya vanozvishandira vanoshandisa maoko avo kuzvishandira. Saka kana paitwa lockdown kudai, madzimai ndiwo anotakura mutoro wakaomarara wekuti zvino mhuri inodyei, vana vachaenda kuchikoro nei, iwo mapipii acho ekutenga mamaski, zvinhu zvese zvinongowira pamafudzi emudzimai amai. Iko zvine zvichiregai ndichi ndiunza mudariro. Munyarikani wedu wezuva ranhasi. Vanova ivo Mai Fiona Sikiwe Pfukwa. Kuti vatitsanangurirwo kuti ivo semunhukadzi anoitawo mabata anoitawo mabasa ekungobata bata apo nepapo vachingoraramisa mhuri yavo. Zviri kuvabata sei madzimai muZimbabwe kuti vararame pasi pe 30 day COVID-19 level 4 lockdown. Mai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa, tinokugamuchirai pachirongwa.
Nyavonga, ndinofara nokutsinda uya pachirongwa. Ndinofara kumandikokwa.
Zvakanaka. Ngatitarisei kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muZimbabwe pari zvino. Pane COVID-19 level 4 lockdown yakatanga nemusuwe chipiri. Iri kubata-bata sei vanhukadzi? Ngatitangirei pamuri chaizvo. Imimi ngatitsanangurire kuti muri mudzimai akaita sei, ari mubhizimusi, ari kuita basa rei rekuzviraramisa. And then tozoenda pakuti zviri kubata-bata sei imimi nevamwe vanhukadzi.
Inini ndinoita zvakawanda wanda. Tisi vana dhobha-dhobha vemuno muHarare. Chese chamuka chekuseka tinotengesa. Ungabvura zvezvevana, ungava zvechikoro. Tirikufamba famba nguva iyoyo ndo chatinodii chatinotengesa ende ndiwo mararamiro edu kwenguva yakareba. Zvamunoziva kuti informal sector ndiyo yakabata nyika. Saka paunenge uchizwa kuti pari kuita mari apa ndo paunopinda. Ari kudawo mari, achinoteka business, tichipuwa percentage, achiuya achipa percentage, unongogaruka muchiro zvaanenge auya nazvo as long as the business proposal iri ichibudisa pundutso. Asi kusvika patanga COVID, ndingati gore rakapera. Tanga tine tarisiro yekuti zvinhu zvinochinja. Asi gore rakapera takatanga tiri 3 months. Tikabva mu3 months tikapinda tikazotsetsera tatozvona tapinda muna Adzima. Mari yatinenge takachengeta akoma kwemakore ese inopera. Mwana anorwara achada mushonga. Chinhu chese chiri mumba chiri kuda kutengwa. Mitengo iri kukwira zuva nezuva. Hatina chatiri formal sector. Agriculture ndiyo yakatibata musana wedu wemuno munyika unobva mukurima. Varimi chaivo kuti vatenge zvokuisa pasi. Kana usiri kufamba, usiri kudyara, mvura iri kunaya, zvese zvinoda kuti zvive nemishonga inokontrola zvirwere, zvakawanda zvese zvinobva mukurima. Izvozvi tiri kutaura ndisaingatombabva kuna December. Izvozvi ndiri kutaura kuti varimi vavharirwa. Ndandiri kumbare nhasi. Mapotatoes angachita $10 3 days ago. Sagara kuita $15. Madomasi, zvinhu zvakazara kumbare uku hakuna vanhu vari kutenga. Kwakazara mapurisa, vanhu havasi kufamba. Saka kurarama chaiko kuti tidye domasi kana usina mugadheni. Hapana mararamiro aku. Ngati mvura chonoriita sei mvura yanga ichinesa. Mvura yatozochaka kuna yeye zvinozvo. Domasi rinotora 3 months kuti ribereke. Saka ndisatamboenda kure ndiri munhu wechikadzi. Chokuisa papoto ndinenge ndinacho asi handina domasi, handina onyeni. Handingapinde nenyama yega ine mafuta. Inoda kuperekedzwa. Huku hwacho unawo. Ko vari kumusha vari kurarama nei. Kambenge tichitobva mudhiraundi. Gore rakapera takatita kutobhuruma zvakakwana. Saka semunhukadzi tisi tiri kunyanyobatwa zvakanyanya. Zvakanyanyisa. Ana baba vanogona kubuda asi ini ndinosara nevana. Ndandine vana vaviri vanga vakunyora. Mumwe akanyora zvakanaka tambudzi anyora. Ari kunyora zimuteki. Vanobvira gore rakapera vachiverenga vari mumba. Vanga vachida maextra lessons. Ndakachibhadhara maextra lessons. Anyora weCambridge ari nanakamirira madzidzo awo. Ungai uyo wegore rakapera mentally anenge akazvivharira mumba. There is so much anxiety. Mwari uti tinovhura dhoo. Ari kuti uchingovhura dhoo angobvunza nai mama. Saka mari dzakachabuda rini. Nai mama, that mental confusion kungovhiringika kwepfungwa kwemwana iyeye. Inwacho hadzitombori stable. And the food that one chap and sapuji. Maria and I attend them. You go to the state as you know. I'm not sure that you can be. What is negative in the time? You know, you can look at the other than January. But I cannot suggest.
As you don't go to the end of the Japera Pie, we win. Saka imi munoona kuti malockdown haya akanaka here anoshanda here kudzivirira kupararira kwecovid-19
kushanda anoshanda akoma nekuti dai tine kuita lockdown asi yeye ndofunga dai tiri pakaoma ende dai takaviga vanhu zvakanyanyisa ende ndiri kuona kuti kupa kwevanhu necovid gore rino ndingati mwedzi uno Panyanya nokuti munoziva kuti mahotel emuno muZimbabwe, maresort ese, matourism resort ese, anga akadzikisa mapraizes. Vanhu vanga vakazara Victoria Falls. Vanhu vanga vari kukarisa. Vanhu vanga vari kunyanga. Saka zveshuwa mukana takauvhurira chirwere chikapinga. Ende pane zvino tinongokurira chese, mumwe akati chakufamba nemhepo kunge flu, mumwe akati chakuita sei. Saka chaunza chirwere chaicho chaicho hatisi kutsinzira asi ndofunga from holiday yese December yese iyi takavhura goni chirwere chikauya chikapeta rusei chamo
kunodoka kwezuva remusi wechipiri takaona nhamba dzevanhu dzichikwira vakanga vawanikwa vaine coronavirus pavakavhenekwa neve Ministry of Health yakavapa 1365 muHarare chete makanga muine 777 chii chaizvo chaizvo chamunoona kunge chakakwidza huwandu hwevanhu kudai
kufarisa kwatakaita kurelaxa kwatakaita takapombonoka pasi season takafarisa Ende namba dzikutaurwa idza kuma mbudzi wangu unenge uri wekuti makatesta vakatestwa vakakwanisa kutesta kuna testa inini pache zvangu ndakaenda kunotesta neyangu mari inokuda handiti $60 sofa ndaenda kaviri $120 how many households in Zimbabwe can afford to go for testing saka vatestwa ava vatestwa kupi kune kwemahara here kuri kutestwa vatestwa zvaita sei Ko vari muzimba vasina kutestwa vangani. Vari kurwara zvatitaura nhasi. Vari kuzvirapa vega vari muisolation. Vangani. Zvese izvozvo zviri kuenda kuna amai vari mumba. Vane vana. Vane vana vari kutya kuti mama ndikangorwara papahuro ndane COVID. Ndikakotsora mama ndane COVID. Ndikangonzwa pachefu pachirwadza. Mama ndane COVID. Mutoro wose kudzoka kunani.
Namai.
Vacho vari stable here. Taive nemacounseling echannel. Dai mhanya ndoenda kuchurch ndoenda kucounseling ndoti inini wacho samai. Dzangu dziri dzese. Mai ndio vane mutoro wakadarisa munhu wese.
Saka izvi neizvi vari mudzimba anamai. Vari kubatsirikana sei nedzipi nzira sezvo machechi akavharwa kuna ana china hakuchaendwa madzimai vari kubatikana sei
ndosaka ndati amai ndo vari kunyanya kubatikana machannels ese aaishandisa when everything was normal zvese zviri right akavharwa enda kushanga ini handitodi munhu anoyakadhopa angu asina kugwa handitodi ndinotonyarara because ndinoona ndiri kutotya kuti anoyazondona anondidzira chirwere handitongoda mwee ndinotovara maketeni kuisipo takuita hunhu hwatanga tisina nenyaya yekutya hatisisiri vanhu vatanga tiri nenyaya yekutya ende nhasi chero munhu akauya achiti ndokumbirawo mari yechikafu inini wacho handina takunyima tane unhu hwatanga tisina ende hapana zvatiri kungoita tiri kungoendo pasocial media tongonzi kunatsira Nasi natuona ime yanga ichifamba yanzi natira ime shakati zisinga bumirwe. Kuna mwisho jese jese zamuka. Mwisho wakuna kupona. Maremo nacho majuru arvita. Jinja yacho, galiki yacho. Kuna tira kwacha, tuza nusha, kuna tira zune, azisikuti kwa zaere. Kwa kana kwa vidi ya zotera. Na ife kse zine jese. Mwuchuki ya kagoreri ya nataka mwujika kanga. Ezo chunga tisari sala na yore sheni ya chine mazikini. Hatia jina chakati ya tukite jese ijoto. Kuna njyo kanga iya. Ndo shikati cha ishinesho. Maomu reme jisa chuki tatisu ya ife kse yacho. Chukuna tema kate che plastik. Atisiku zia tu plastik ya ikuti ake saire. Ino kutisa kwa ime nge ikika. Saka jese shwa chuku iita. Mangwana jino kuna vyo tukanga nisa shu. Chukungo sichese chamuka inyama.
Chukwani. Awothi ke sichaphele ngale siye esindebeleni wena njengomama osakhulayo kuliphatha njani kumbe ngithi uhlelo lolu olwe COVID-19 level 4 lockdown oluqalise ngolesibili uliphethe njani abesifazane
abesifazana sithathekile and sithathekele kakhulu ngoba yitho esigcina imuli yitho esikhangela imuli sukusela kubaba kusiye ebantwaneni isihlobo nxa ungayijile ngoya kungumama emulile naleyo umuntu abe ufuna ukwelashwa ufuna kumama umuntu ofuna lokhu ufonela kumama and umama usephathekile ngoba khathesi asisasebenzi nezinto esasizithengisa izinto zonke thina kasila manufacturing phela lapha ezimbabwe into yethu vele eChina. IChina kulethi izinto lapha ifake isidabule times 2 times 3. Kulethi izinto eSouth Africa asipoti ibalini. Yabo malayitsha ngabasangeni. Abasangeni lula. Izinto zonke sezingena kukhokhokhokho nesezibuya amakhayizini sendayo. Esekhwelile. Akhathe siyathengisa ezinyana. Akusela muntu osethenga isigqoko, akusela muntu osethenga ingwane, akusela muntu osethenga nomintu yomntwana. Khathe sitsho imali yonke sisiye kuzeni. Isiziye kuthengeni khona omogaliki ojinja izinto esisebenzise ukuthi sisize lapho esisendlini and sesisesaba nokuthi umntu angakhwehlela siye esibhedlele ngoba sesesaba ukuthi ungayesibhedlele yathiwile covid ecovid khona nesibhedlela kulapho kufa khona abantu abaningi kwezidlula endlini ingce lapho eselatshwa khona lapho esesivele sithatha yona icovid yangkhona so umntu okutha khona ngumama akhathi siphatheke okwezidlulisileyo and abafazi abaya bekhangela abantwana ababhala ama-exams abafuna ukubhala ama-exams i-exam eqalise umnyaka ophelileyo ngayikapheli abanye sebelahla amaphepha ngikhona kuya ku-exam sebestress abantwana izinto zakhona zimangazi asifuna ukuhambelana mangazi zethu izinto kazimangazi and i-COVID-19 le lockdown yesibili leyi sesikhangelela ukuthi lo nyaka kuzakuye then umnyaka ophele iqalise ngomashi khathe siqalise ngo-January so siyakwazi ukuthi izaphela le mithi yona leya bakhoni bayayilungisa bayayikhangela khona ngale ngaphandle kwamashi thina bangapha basikhangele nje lathi sesesaba ngoba sezukuthi i-HIV iyalungisa ngapha kuthi izokulana thina abantu abamnyama nemi mithi abafuna ukusipha yona epha ngoba bengikhangela namhla nami kwi-intanethi ngibona amanye ngitho khona not for US use not for EU use ezabuya ngapha e-Afrika iyabinjani
iyabinjani
imithatha kuphala mbani ethathe 3-4 months ukuthi ilungise eminye yathatha iminyaka leminyaka ukuthi ilungise siyazi njani ukuthi ayisiphambanisi
soumuntu
ufuna ukudla raike ubaba ukuthi ufuna ukudla uthi mama ikhanda nibamhlungu ithi uthi mama kate singiceda khonapha ngiyabe sengisengutsheni sengizembathisile sengisithi khonokho kubhaliwe konke
Kodwa yona i-lockdown ibona ngani iyanceda yini ukwehlisa ukumemetheka kokuthelelwana kwe-COVID-19?
I-lockdown iyanceda okunzima ngoba iyasinceda kunyaka ophelileyo. Into esihluphile yukuthi ngekhisimusi lapha sakhona sasedlulile. Sakhohlwa sasesicabanga ukuthi umkhuhlane lo ngasekho umkhuhlane lo wasememetheka and ukhona liyabazi and silawe ezindlini and asikasazi And then the school didn't connect to the visa. But I'm always there to go to the school. I'm not going to say it's a Yanga. We're not saying it's very asking. I'm not going to say it's a Kutani call. And I'm not going to say it's a question that says it's a flu. There's a lot of guests begging and there's a lot of who mark at it. I don't know what you look down here, so there's a bunch of two. Who would you flu and on here, so there's a bunch of two? What do you call? I'm not going to say it's a question.
Nothing I can yell as you want to remember, we carefully kiss him, Musile, Lumia Gomucha. I got to shine a lay on a lay if he let's see Billy. Gube Lenani, any pezzle, a cool electrosayo, a labantu, abasholo, batholakala. Bele COVID-19. Kube labantu abangaba inkulungwane lamakhulu amathathu ayedlula amakhulu amathathu 1365. Eharare kuphela edolobheni leHarare kwatholakala amakhulu phose athokwamile mbili 777. Kobulawayo laye lalandela iHarare. Kuthi ngezinyanga ezedluleyo ngathi kuqalisela ngolwezi usiya kumpalakazi sisiya kathezi kuzibandlela eMathebeleland North Mathebeleland South lema leBulawayo inombolo inani langkhona kade lokho liqonga 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 kube kusiba engxenye lensuku ezimbili ezintathu inani liqongile kakhulu ubona ngani sibisibili kubangelwa yini
Umtatu wetu sikazi kukangele ama nombolo wakulu okuluma ngawo. Malutwa ni rakulu. Ngoba ukulu mende. Wona kama batestuwe nga mekukuba kazuti. Baba bambenja. Banenga abantu nga kwa mtu uya testu. Na amba nga kasetisa kami. Ima nga ipatelewe kwa nako wakia 320. Ina ni labanja basa zimbaku mwa kwa niku ya testu. Kunenda inechezo abantu free. So inamba ezikhona ezithethwe zithethwe ukuhamba njani. Ngoba abantu abaningi abakathethwe. Yikho kutshengisa ukuthi inamba iqongile ukwedlula inamba eliyikhona. And into esisenza abantu bahlale ezindlini ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi inamba ekhulunywe leyo inlutshwane. Abantu abagulayo baningi kwedlula inamba ekhulunyweyo. And into eyenza ukuthi umkhuhlane lo uqonge ukuthi ikhisimusi yathi sibuyile abantu bajabula bedlulile ngoba ezinamba zikhona and siyakwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane ikhonezo and abantu sebesesaba ukuphuma angikhona ukuthi i-lockdown yenza abantu bazivalela kathesi kathesi ukuthi lo muntu uselesihlobo usele muntu okwaziyo omaziyo ukuthi uyagula mina bengilo ufazi kabhudi wamaze egula past 2 weeks esendlini abantwana bahamba bayathesta ubhudi wamahamba wayathesta baphuma bonke bengelacovid kathi umfazi ekhona esendlini self-isolation ngoba laba abahamba bayathesta ngoba babe nemali yakhona abangaleyo benzani ezindlini and inani abasezindlini abale covid baningi kwedlula inamba lezi ezithesileyo ngakule ithuba lokuthi uhulumende athesta abantu mahhala besiyamangala abantu baningi abagulayo
beliza kwedlula ngala ye ikho-ke wena ukhuthazana ukuthi enanana ngesimo esinje umama kuthiwa ngesingisi catch 22 situation ufuna ukunakekela imuli ngapha njalo ufuna ukulandela iziqondiso ze-lockdown ukuze angathatheli i-COVID-19 ungabhalansa njani ngokubili ngalezi nsuku
akubhalansa
akusela maklabhu akusela mbuthano yokuthi uza kuyathela amacebo kwabanye omama
kuhle kubi khathesi sokulentshotsho khona ithiwa yibhonding esithiwa ndithula lingabantwana khathesi selikhuluma selixoxa selixabana lilungisana lisezindlini Akuna vezi. Endu ngafuna ukuphuma. Uthi wathi ngiphume ekhaya. Uzabuya la uSihlalo. Uzabuya la uSihlalo. Into enhle ngani nge-lockdown lengeke ukuthi uyakwanisa ukuhamba emashop, uyakwanisa ukuhamba emsikeni eseduzane lawo. But ukugqoka imask kathesa ukuhambela lamanga, kasigqokeni imask, kasigezeni izandla, kasenzeni khona lokho esasikwenziwa kudala kuzembathi singubo sizithungisele sizenzeni. Ama-home remedies lawo siyawazi. Asencede abaningi. Ngoba la imithi esikhiwa yangkhona yena le isuka ezintweni esilazi ezizinzi ngale. Amahlamvu amagwava, amalemoni, ama-avocado pear, amamango, asinatheni, asikwazi ukuthi sizasulelana. But umuntu kahlale ukuhamba kube kulutshwane.
Awukwazi wathi zingulule. Uyalo, uyathatha lokhu lalokhu ya. Siphatheke udaba lwe-vaccine. Libona ngani ngokuphathwa kwalo msebenzi, ngokuphuma kwayo, isikhona lapha emazweni athuthukileyo kuboMelika, bo-UK, lamanye amazwe athuthukileyo. Ubona ngathi izafika na eZimbabwe ngokuphangisa?
Vele mina ngwani njengomfazi ose-Afrika angafuni ukuthi ifike. Kasikafikani kabayithathe bona kuqala sibone ukuthi izabenza izabafikisana. Sathini ukuyithatha sizakufa futhi ngayo basoke basiphe futhi imijosi siyelashe ngayo. Abaqale bona bathathe sibone ukuthi iyabafikisana. Ngaso kukubi sizayithatha noma sifuna singafuni kodwa kabaqale bona bayithathe.
Ukusenza omama babe ngabantu aloluya awusafuni ukuvakatshelwa, awusafuni ukuvakatsha. Kodwa ke ngezinye indlela njengokutsho kwakho sokulinika ithuba lokuthi libhonde njengabo njengemuli ubaba lomama. Kodwa ke ngasikhathisinye kunemibiko ephumayo ethi kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabomama, kulokuhlukunyezwa kwabantwana ezindlini livalelene linjani. Suke wezwa nalo ludaba?
Ye, kathesi nge-lockdown yesikole abantu abaningi balele kwakanasikesi baningi. Amadoda amaningi alembazi yophefumula abantu abaseduze nami, amadoda aphumile. Into leyi kayilula. Inezinto ezimbi ebuye lazo eziningi. And abantwana anti emini la uya kuphume kumbe uyethengani yayenzani. Abantwana ebusuku bayaphuma. Abantwana bazithela abaningi ade bengafanelanga bazithwala. Abantwana abancane ama-form 3 ama-form 2 ngoba akuselayo entertainment. At least ngapha emadorobheni kungcono. And when I say madorobheni, I need to go to ngoba emalokishini. Kwezinye indawo emadorobheni lapha abathuthukileyo abathuthuke khona kulama-internet. At least abantwana bahamba kwi-internet. Abasemalokishini batshela besenza. Benga. Kungela bantu endleleni. So izinto ezimbi eziningi zenzakala kuma-lockdown. Zenzakala kuma-lockdown and kuzisa ubuhlungu.
Yeah.
Ibuye izinto ezimbi eziningi. Eziningi.
Yeah, but at the same time, there is a case-22 situation. Women and mothers, how are they able to balance the two, maintaining social distancing, just not violating the lockdown regulations, trying to adhere to them, but at the same time, they have to look after their family. Economically, the economy at the moment is not really good in Zimbabwe or the world over, really. How are they coping and balancing the two?
It's very difficult to balance the two at the moment. And starting from our Zimbabwean economy is the agro-based. Everything that we have starts from agriculture. As a woman farmer, you want to go to the fields. You have a woman in the urban areas. That's where most of the abuse now happens, because they are no longer at one place. And traveling at the moment, especially this lockdown, which is like the first lockdown we had in March, traveling is very difficult. You can't even move to the farm. Produce rots in the field. Insects, herbicides are difficult to even get to the field. Insects are destroying crops. Herbs are also destroying produce. Therefore, in the end, the produce is poor. Transporting produce to the city is very difficult. I'll tell you of a scenario that I had this morning. I went to Mbale today, wanted to buy potatoes that were only $10, just about 3-4 days ago. Today, that pocket is going for $15. And how much does an average Zimbabwean earn? Tomatoes were rotting. It's just a mess. Garbage is not being picked up. Diseases. You know, as Zimbabwe, we are prone to typhoid, dysentery. Other diseases are also to be opportunistic diseases due to COVID. So there is a lot. We are in a very difficult position right now. The economic channels are all suspect. Produce is not even moving. People from Murewa can't even bring their produce into town. So now imagine how many people are snapping produce in the evening and handling it unhygienically. So right now, COVID itself is also creating other atomic bombs.
Yeah. I've also seen of late in the past 3 months, starting from November last year up to January, we've seen numbers from the statistics input by the Ministry of Health. We've seen numbers rising in Matabeleland, North and South, and Bulawayo. And of late in January, we've seen numbers rising in the Harare metropolitan. What could be causing that?
During the first season, I think Zimbabwe went on override in entertainment. We had relaxed and we celebrated early the diminishing of COVID, not knowing that we were harnessing COVID into our families and into our community. The tourism sector in Zimbabwe has been affected the past year, and I'm sure the government wanted to boost the tourism industry, and prices went to half the cost of what they usually charge. And Zimbabweans went haywire. They were everywhere. Tourist resorts were full capacity, and people were out partying in numbers. That's what happened. That went viral in Paris. But everywhere, there was fancy. So the fact that people went on overrides, enjoying themselves and having fun over the festive season was a catastrophe. And they're only talking of numbers that are high in metropolitan Harare. What about other city centers? We do not have the means to test properly. Not even a quarter of our population has been tested. Because people have to pay $60. And that is the salary that most civil servants are earning per month. I went for testing in the past 3 months twice, and I paid $120. How many households in Zimbabwe can afford that? So those that are tested, who paid for their testing? And when were they tested? Critical moments when they're in hospital. They now need ventilators. What about those at home that are afraid and anxious and will not go out there and get tested? So the number that you're talking is very limited and very minimum compared to the low numbers that are out there. And the people are aware, because every household, one way or the other, has been affected or infected. My sister-in-law was not well just several days ago. My nephew went for testing, they became negative. My brother was negative. My sister-in-law tested positive. Imagine how much they spent for testing. And how many households in Zimbabwe can say? So that to me is just a very, very trivial number.
It's a drop in the ocean.
Yes.
Now, even coming to self-isolation, you have a four-room house in the Mbaru, in the high-density suburb. If you are tested and you are positive, how are women self-isolating in such conditions?
That is very impossible. I'm talking of my sister-in-law was in the house with children who are all below 7 years old. And there are two of them, she does not have a maid now over COVID. She was looking after those kids, she was teaching for those kids. How do you self-isolate? Mm-hmm. It's impossible. We are surviving by God's mercy.
By the grace of God, honestly.
Yes, that's divine intervention, but we can't. Just a few hours ago, there was a story where police hit a child with a parent stick at the back. Because the mother was trying to feed for the family. And that child died. The child, there's not of, when you go to the North MCC suburb, there's not of isolation, there's no social distancing. Because the kids, people want to get into shop and want fresh produce. And you can't self-isolate like that. It's impossible. Even when you want transport, Zuko. But right now, the nice thing about this lockdown is that you don't travel. You don't move. It's just within your community.
Now, looking at the human rights violations, there's been so many cases of domestic violence.
That's really
going on when we are in self-isolation.
The COVID has come with a lot of negative effects. A lot of abuse. You're a farmer, you're a woman farmer, you've got a farm out in the Bundu there. You want to go and tend to your crops, your animals, you leave your children at home. In the locations, in the rural areas, there is no entertainment, there is no internet. People just, children are, it's so pathetic because the early pregnancies are in overdrive. And this is so immense. Divorces are high. I know friends that have husbands that have left them because their husbands can't cope. Because it just doesn't affect your pocket. It also affects you mentally. There's going to be a lot of mental diseases and mental illnesses after this. Because emotionally, counseling routes and counseling ways that we used to use normally when there is no COVID are all shut. There is no church, there is no community. We are people who believe in extended family. You could go to aunt, you could go to uncle. Right? Nobody, no one wants anybody at the house. Whom do you go and report to? Whom do you talk to? I can't afford data to talk to my sister every day on the phone or to my friends on the phone every day. There is no money. I'd rather save that money for food or for concoctions that I will use for COVID when it strikes. So there's a lot of, not only physical abuse, but emotional abuse.
As well, yeah. We've run out of time, but your last word of encouragement to all the women out there in Zimbabwe and the world over.
As women, especially women in Zimbabwe, we've been through so much. We are survivors. We will survive this. COVID will come to an end. And let's use the concussions that everybody has been telling us they went. Let's put on our masks. Let's keep our families indoors. Because COVID is real. Thank you.
Amazo hapo kucina. O emkuthazo. Kwabanye omama.
Abantu beZimbabwe siqinile, sihambile indlela ezibuhlungu ezihlabayo, and siphume sinqobile. kukovidla kwesidanqula ngasenzeni esikutshela siyakwazi okhokho bethu babesila njani khonoba sikutshela sakukhangelela phansi asibuyeleni siyekusebenzisa kuzasenza sinqobe silila bafazi ezimbabwe kasigqokeni imaski kasihlaleni endlini kasigcineni iingcindi zethu zisendlini i-covid kayibuyi siyayithatha so kasekeleni kuyayithatha sihlale phansi
mazwi enyu ekukurudzira mamwe madzimai sezvo takatarisana nedambudziko kudai tinenge tichingoda kungokurudzirana nekuti ii zvakaoma and gore rino racho ra2021 tanga tichiti kusundi ngabheta aende asi 2021 wacho abva atanga muna January mazwi ekuridziro
mukadzi vemuzimbabwe takashinga tiri vafundi ende tichakunda tichafutinacho tiri kudya saka sekukunda kwatakaita 2008 tichakunda asi ngatidzokerei muchinyakare chedu ngatishandisei zvinhu zvataiudzwa zvatinoziva zvaishandiswa nana mbuya vedu ngatinatirei munozviziva zvekunatirwa zvinoshanda asi chinhu chikuru ndechekuti covid haiuye covid tinoenda kunoitora sakani ngatigarei pasi nevana mudzimba tipfeke mamasi tinopona masazenyakadzipabaya
aiwa tinotenda maitukwa nekurudziro yamaita uye nekutipa nguva pastudio 7 pawomen's round table ngatikurukurei madzimai asi nhluzeni vomama tichikurukura nezvakatarisana nemadzimai aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
aiwa maita basi
asi yambonga kakhulu unkosikazi Fiona Snikiwe Fukwa ebe lesikhathi esihle kakhulu sokuthi sixoxe ngokudibana labesifazana eZimbabwe phansi kohlelo loli oluyi-COVID-19 lockdown i-level 4. Ndange ndiri kutaura namai Fiona Snikiwe Fukwa avanovaiwo mudzimai ari mubhizimusi vanongobata-batawo vachitsanzira vachipandera mhuri yavo kuti inge ichirarama tinotenda zvikuru kuti mauya pachirongwa chedu chanhasi okwamanjeke hoti ngitate ithuva leli lokunika avesifazane vasezimbabwe lavo avaloke bephethwele nzima ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo phansi kohlelo lolu ole-COVID-19 30 days ele-level 4 ele-lockdown asizweni bezikhulumela bodwa
salubonani mahlaba ezulu lo okhulumayo ngujotina lusinga yena ohlala enjube kuwards hof kobulawayo engumunye wama-vendors nxa sikhangele indlela i-COVID ebuye ngayo isuke yasiphambanisa kakhulu emsebenzini yethu thina esiphila ngokuzithengisela mina njengomama ozimele yedwa kusuke kwaba nzima kakhulu konade kuvele kunzima ngenxa yokuthi bengithembele khonapha eze widow mina ngiyiwido yimi umama yimi ubaba bengiziphilisa okwakuqala bengiphila nge-preschool i-preschool ithe ivalwa kubuya i-lockdown kwathiwa sivale with immediate effect savala last year yonke kwaba nzima ke sesihleze emakhaya ungathola lapho ongathola khona isenti yokuthi abantwana bavuke be khangele labo ukuthi umama uzazizamela njengoba ilanga liyabe liphuma kusuke impilo yaba nzima kakhulu sihlezi ngaze ngaqala enye iproject entsha yokuthi ngabe ngafundela ukwenza ama-vaseline la madrinki ngaqalisa ukuthi ngizame ukuthi ngiphile ngakho but bekunzima kunjalo ngoba lapho kuthengiswa khona izinto ngapha kufunakala i-foreign currency thina i-foreign currency siyabe singalayo awuthengisa uyenzima so kusuke kwaba nzima emsebenzini wami kakhulu ukuthi ngizathini uyabutholi ungathengisa kathesi usuthengisela ukuthi uthenge itamatisi lokudla kathesi awula saving awulayo ukuthi next meal uzayibona nga so impilo isuke yaba nzima kakhulu kithi yona le ngaqasa ukupheka amavaseline njengoba liyawabona amavaseline lamadrinki kodwa kube nzima kunjalo kusafilte kakhulu thina njengabantu abangabomama umama olabantwana kumele sidle ngaba kumelanga siphume kumele sibhalele izincwadi nxa siphuma kodwa kube nzima ukuthi lapho sisela khona izincwadi lezo bakunika once incwadi lesebenza khonapho same day sasa sokumele uyebhalele enye incwadi ngoba nisabe ngifuna ukuthi ngibe ngingena etown ngidinga into zami leziyana ngapha etown angivunyelwa ukungena so i-COVID ingi-affecte kakhulu ebhizinisini yami bengingalawo ama-savings ngoba lokhu esikwenza i-end to mouth uthengisa ufake emlonyeni uthengisa ufake emlonyeni ugcina vele usala ungalalutho manje sesingasayenzi lutho eyi impilo yaba nzima kakhulu i-government yake yasithembisa ukuthi iyasinika ama-cushioning fund of which ibisinika 600 bondi esayithola kanye yona yayithi ezosinika for aminyanga zonke ze-COVID of which le 600 yakhona ayilanto eyithengayo ithenga 10 kg yempuphu sokuphelele khonapho the rest kuzozibona ngapha awulandlu uyaloja umastanda ufuna imali yakhe and kube nzima kakhulu kube yi-challenge kimi kakhulu enkulu nakathesi ukuthi ngivuke kubhizinesi ukuthi ngiqase ukwenza ibhizinesi i-capital yakhona angiselayo angisayitholi so eyi kungi-affecte kakhulu
uyo angari mumwe mudzimai wekubulawayo achitsanangudzawo zvaari kusangana nazvo iko zvino apo Zimbabwe iri pasi pechiurongwa we 30 days yeCOVID-19 level 4 lockdown anga achingoti tiri kungoraramawo ko zvinotodii uye zvinonetsa kuti titi ngapasaitwe lockdown yacho nekuti inotidzivirirawo kubva kuti titapurirwe chirwere ichi cheCOVID-19 asiwo takagara mudzimba kudaro zvinonetsa kuti tiwane chikafu chekupa vana tiwane kuriritira mhuri dzedu takagara kudzimba sezvo ruzhinji rwavo ruri vanhu vanongozviitira mabasa emaoko ekutengesa-tengesa vachinotengesa miriwo vachitengesa zvakadaro-daro vamwe vanotoenda kunana Botswana nekunana South Africa kunohodha kuti vange vachitengesa kana pamaflea market bounewo zvekare mumwe mudzimai anorarama nekutengesa achitaurawo zvaari kuona pasi peurongwa hwelockdown ihwo
ibizo lami nguPretty Mpofu ngihlala koBulawayo ngingumama ophila ngokuzisebenza ehoda ethengisa ngaphandle kwamazwe ukuze ngikwanise ukuwondla imuli engingakutsho njengomama ozisebenzayo olabantwana oyisingle mother engiphila ngokuthi ngithengise ukuze abantwana badle baphinde njalo bahambele esikolo engingakutsho ukuthi i-lockdown leyi eyakhathesi ingizwise ubuhlungu kakhulu ngesizathu sokuthi besisanda ukuphuma ku-holiday lathi sibe lokuspenda kakhulu ku-holiday abantwana befuna ukudla ezimnandi abantwana befuna impahla sesikhangelela ukuthi njengoba sesiphumile ku-holiday umnyaka suqala sizasebenza sithengise ukuze sikwanise ukuthi sibise lokho esikusebenzise nge-holiday sokuvuka sokuthiwa i-lockdown amabhoda kuyikuthi ebengakathathi isikhathi eside evuliwe sesikhangelela ukuthi sesake siphumule ukube siwoda ngokuphathisa abanye abantu lathi sikwanise ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthola incwadi zama-COVID certificate sizichaphele umngcele wokuyawoda izinto zethu sibuye sithengise ngapha ngendlela elula pho-ke i-lockdown sesikhangelele ukuthi sizakuyawoda kwavuka sokuyi-lockdown sivele singasela zimali singasela ni senti sikhangelele ukuthi sizavuka kunzima kakhulu kunzima engakutsho ukuthi ngikhuluma nje kathe sisebe sisegula istress ukucabanga kakhulu emotionally sisiba affected njengomuntu ongumama akulayo nini suspendile over Christmas sitshela ukuthi sizasebenza kade sesihlezi phansi akula plan asazi lokuthi sisiqalela ngapi sisiya ngapi so besikhangelela ukuthi at least ngahulumende uthe sithi lockdown kwaba lokunye njengasinceda ngakho njengabantu abangomama maybe abakhangelelayo lokuphilela abantwana maybe njengabantu abaphila ngokuthengisa abazisebenza ama-cross-border traders sanikwa nje maybe ongamala allowance ongama-COVID allowances okuncane khonokho okuthi lathi sikwanisa ukuthi sithengele abantwana ukudla even ama-food wampa nje kodwa lokhu sakwanisa ukuthi uhulumende abe lapho asincedisa khona
hayo angari mamwe emadzimai anorarama nekutengetengesa nemabasa emaoko vachisanangudzawo zvavari kusangana nazvo muupenyu pasi peurongwa hwelockdown muZimbabwe kuti pange pachidzivirirwa kutapuriranwa kwechirwere cheCOVID-19 haiwa hama dzinodiwa hanzi chisingaperi chinoshura nhasi unou tasvika kumagumo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi bakuiti kuti wakusina kudedelwani woti lami ndidedele kwavanyu isikati asisavumi ukuba siqhubekele phambili siloke sikulolu hlelo sezidliwe ngumangoyi sesizalugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje ngile themba lilukholisile kulokho okuvele emelika izigigaba kade zisenzakala khona lalabo abesifazane labo abazama ukuthi banakekele izimuli zabo ngendlela ezehlukeneyo likhuthazeke ukubana lilondoloze impilo ngoba iCOVID-19 iyabulala njalo kayikhethi asilondoloni ukuhlanzeka asigqokeneni amamaski lapho sisiya phandle singabuthani duzane laduzane siminyezelene simaintaine i-social distancing oselivalelisa kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ngupresident Jeremiah mova nekurara kwakanaka nhasi unoyu tabva tasvika kumagomo kwechirongwa chedu chanhasi ndinoda kutenda zvikuru mai Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa vanenge navo muchirongwa chanhasi pamwe chete nemadzimai akazvipira kuti vange vachitaura nezvavari kusangana nazvo vatataura navo muchirongwa chedu chanhasi morara zvakanaka ndipraxis Jeremiah. We've come to the end of our program today. I hope you did enjoy it and you witnessed whatever was happening in the United States yesterday. But now we've come to the end of the program because we've run out of time. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank Mrs. Fiona Sinikiwe Pfukwa, whom I had in this program. And she was so hospitable that she could speak in both languages, in Shona, English, and in Ndebele. So, with the difficulties of this pandemic, we have had to broadcast from home. I wouldn't have managed to do all this if she wasn't so generous as to give a part of her time to us. Thank you so much.